Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Freddie Spencer coming to you after the first Grand Prix of the 2018 season. Amazing, I know, 2018 in Qatar. And first off, I want to talk a little bit about the way that they've restructured practice in the race. You know, one of the complaints the riders had, and I understand, was because the race start was so late in the evening at 9 p.m., it would start getting really cold out in the desert, and then the moisture would come, and it would throw off or would affect the track surface. Maybe safety issues certainly could affect performance. So by moving it 2 hours earlier, I think it was a smart thing. The problem is that they changed practice to where the first, I believe it was F1 for sure, and F3 or F2 were... F2 was in the evening, F1 was in the daylight, and F3 was in the daylight, and even the warm-up. And so if you're having to work on some things before the race, which happens a lot of times, especially the first race, you know, it's not really much benefit performance-wise, considering the race is at night and the warm-up was in the afternoon. So I feel like that they're certainly going to have to make some adjustments with that. I know Kyle Crutchlow made the comment that it was kind of wasted practice, some of the sessions. So I know that in normal race weekends, you will certainly have situations where it might be dry or it might be hot one session, cold the next, but you don't know what the race is going to be. That's different. But when you know the race is going to be at night, you certainly would like to be able to work on race setup, which is what they do for most of the sessions, to try to get consistent lap times over the pace of the race. That needs to be done in the conditions that you're going to race in as close as possible. Qualifying. You know, going into qualifying, I think everyone assumed that if you were watching just free practice, that Mark was going to be tough. And he did exactly what we expected. And it showed, as we expected to see after the way that the testing sessions have gone in preseason, now we would see what the machines really would do, what the bikes would do, and what the riders had in store for each other. And again, Mark showed in practice that he had the pace. It seemed like he was certainly more comfortable than everyone else, and that he had the one lap, the quick lap time. The Yamahas were going to be a concern, and Maverick showed that. I think that's the most inconsistent issue that we have going into this year with Maverick is he is really quick in one session and slow in another. Is that part machine problems, or as I mentioned the other day in the podcast, is it something that he's going to have to work through in his mindset and certainly get a hold of with his emotions? Because he showed that in this weekend in some of the practices sessions, and he certainly showed his frustration. Valentino, we weren't sure what he was going to have. He looked pretty good in practice, but you never know what he's going to do until we get into the race. And then the Ducatis, with Dovi, practice was not an indicator of his performance either. He was right there, though. You know, he was in the top three or four, very consistent, which is what has allowed him going into this weekend to win 6 out of 13 races. And he certainly, I would have to say, as everybody said, was going to be one of the favorites. His teammate, Jorge Lorenzo, ever since he ran that quick lap at Sebang, and then after going into the next test in Thailand, the day before the test began, the talk began about him having to take a pay cut. I'm not saying that's the reason why, support-wise, but maybe he is just a little bit fragile in that way, and he's certainly emotional. Like I said before, emotion is good as long as you keep it in check. because it can certainly help you if you channel it in the right way. But if emotion gets in the way, on the track, off the track, thinking about what you need to do, it can help. It certainly gets in the way of that clarity of thought, the methodical part, the analytical part, which is what you need to solve issues, solve problems, have a good game plan, and execute it. Execute that plan. And right now, Jorge Lorenzo certainly seems like he is unable to move beyond that. And certainly, as you know, we saw that in the race. Going into the race, I thought it was going to be a battle between Mark and Dovi. And maybe Valentino. I thought, just from his facial expressions and things that I saw, he looked pretty good and pretty comfortable. But the surprise, certainly, of qualifying and going in, and certainly at the start of the race, was Johann Zarco. And this is the thing about Johann. I know that he has some consistency problems. But to me, he has one of the qualities that is required to not only win world championships, which he already has with his Moto2 World Championships, but to certainly compete in the elite level, the Moto Grand Prix. And that is the ability to reach down and do it exactly when you need to, when you're under maximum pressure, maybe not in the best conditions, and do it. And he did that on that last lap. And that was an incredible lap at 153 that broke the lap record that had been there for 10 years, which in itself to me is a surprise. I know on the broadcast they talked about, you know, the qualifying tires, but still 10 years is a long time for a lap record to stand up with the improvements of everything that has happened over the years. So, but what an incredible lap he had. And then, you know, Mark was second right there and Dovi. So once the race started and Johann got out front, what I thought he would do was exactly what he did, which is run it just as quick as he needed to and try to control the pace. And every time someone tried to make a pass, he came right back. And it showed that he has matured over the last year at that level. And he's not intimidated in any way. And he was right there for the 18 laps. And then once Dovi came through and got up front, then Johann faded. And he certainly faded more than I thought he was going to. But he did talk about after the race about, I believe, the right front. I was having problems and pushing the front, a lot of tucking, and he was saving it. And, you know, going at the level now that it's at the speed everyone's going for first eight, is not so much drop in lap time. It's not a whole lot, but it certainly is a lot of positions. But he did finish the race, and he did a good job, and he was there for 18 laps. So it certainly shows that he's going to be there as the season goes on. Now, a surprise performance, besides Valentino getting third, which I thought was great, was Maverick. And I was very proud of him in the way that he was back in 14th, I think, with still 10, 11 laps to go, 12 laps to go. Not that far back, you know, the field didn't get too spread out, but, and it showed that at the finish, but still, he hung in there and he kept pushing and kept pushing. And the positive thing from that is it shows that maybe, and in Valentino's performance too, that they've gotten a handle on that tire degradation that's happened in the last 5-6 laps, because Valentino was only 7/10 back at the finish from the win, and Maverick had closed down within 3 seconds. So the two factory Yamahas were there toward the end. That's got to give them a lot of confidence going into the next race. But the battle between Dovi and Mark was kind of what I expected. Now, the last corner, Mark did exactly what he needed to do. And he knew he was going to do it. Dovi knew he was going to do it. Everyone knew he was going to do it. So it's not a big leap to say that was going to happen. But when he did make the pass, Dovi did the smart thing. He didn't give him a whole lot of room. So Mark had to have a really tight line, which means that when he did, he didn't really run wide as he had the other two times in the races last year when Dovi made the pass. But he ran just a little bit. He had to get the bike turned, slowed it down a little bit more than he wanted to, and Dovi was able to get under him. And Dovi made it look easy because the Ducati is really impressive on acceleration. And so that whole race that Dovi rode was perfect in many ways. He saved the tire, the right side specifically, and which allowed him to get a great drive, get the bike turned going in the last corner, get the bike get on the throttle, begin its acceleration. And it was just smart. He didn't make any mistakes. He knew what the competition had for him. But to me, it showed even more than that. It just that the Ducati's performance over the last 14 races specifically in his 7 wins has been pretty incredible. And so I did pick Mark going into the season to win the championship. And after the first race, I'm still sticking with that. But it should be a great battle. And the wild cards in there, certainly Valentino. And I believe Maverick's going to step it up. And we'll have to see if a couple others can too. So going into the next race in Argentina, it should be exciting. I'm really looking forward to it. I hope you are too.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.